From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay!
All right, Prince Harry has confirmed he will not see his father, King Charles, this week.
Why not?
He's in London. Well, first of all, let me tell you, he arrived just yesterday. He's there to mark the 10th anniversary of the Invictus game, which he created.
Yes.
And why not? Because according to the king, he's too busy to meet with his son. So yesterday, a statement from Harry's spokesperson read, in response to the many inquiries and continued speculation on whether or not the Duke will meet with his father in the UK this week, it unfortunately will not be possible due to His Majesty's full program. Now, one royal source says has nothing to do with King Charles' program.
There's nothing to do with the program.
King Charles' decision not to see Harry came after a round of difficult negotiations, according to this guy. Certain demands from Harry, like who would be in the room and who couldn't be in the room. According to the source,
there's a picture of Meghan on the wall.
Harry made it difficult for Charles because he requested Camilla not be in the room. And she, here he is.
How dare you?
How dare you? I didn't ask for that. But why do you need your wife every time? Are you man enough to go in alone with your son?
Lisa, let's talk about this. I have plenty of time.
Plenty of time for what?
To talk to you. Not to Harry, but to you. Because I adore you. You know that.
Okay, but yes, I don't understand. I don't understand how you could not take 15 minutes to be with your son.
Lisa, let's get in the royal tub and make a tidal wave.
Oh, God! Oh, well, why not add some bubbles and Mr. Bubble could join us, too?
Good idea.
Honestly,
do it. Hang on. Just a moment. Everyone look out the windows. Harry isn't out there, is he? Everyone pretend you're not home. Turn off the lights.
Turn off the porch light.
Turn off the porch light? Which porch? There's about 30 of them.
Every porch.
Look, they added to their statement, the Duke, of course, is very understanding of his father's commitments and various other priorities.
He's a red-headed traitor.
And hopes to see him soon. Now look, I got a bone to pick with you, Charles.
That's good.
The last
I'm
not talking about your bone. I'm picking a bone. The last time Harry was in London.
You're not talking about the royal
I'm not talking about the royal bone, no. Harry was in London, you did see him. He did get an audience with you.
He snuck up on me, Lisa.
No, he didn't.
I was there. There I was in the living room. And suddenly, oh, my God, it's you.
It was a quick visit. Only about 45 minutes to an hour.
Took me a while to get out of there.
But you say now that part of the reason you're too busy to meet with him is because you've just resumed public royal duties.
Oh, yes.
After your long period of treatment and recuperation.
After doing nothing in private, I'm now doing nothing in public.
Well, I don't know about doing nothing in public, and you weren't doing nothing in private. You were getting treatment for your cancer.
How dare you?
How dare you?
I know what I was doing.
Look, can't you just be a good dad and meet with your son?
Well, can't Meghan be a good daughter and meet with her father?
No.
Of course. It's all dysfunctional.
We're talking about you and Harry,
we're
not
talking
Meghan
about
and
Meghan
Thomas.
And Thomas. Sir Thomas, I'm thinking of knighting him.
No, you're not.
Well, he should.
I like him. He's
the
salt
only knight
of the
he's going to see is a good knight, okay? There's not going to be any knighting going on. And just do me a favor. Try to reconsider seeing your son. You realize that you could have died and you may not have ever seen him again.
I'm sorry, did you just say something?
Oh,
now
God.
I have to go hide. He may be coming.
Oh,
ta-ta.
God. Oh, God.
Baroness.
Camilla, bye. Talk some sense into your husband, please. Hello?
Too late!
Oh, God. Queenie, you need to send a message down here to him.
Come on up!
He knows. He needs to see his son and stop all of this craziness. There are two people very sick in that family. Kate is going through all of this cancer stuff, and so are you, Charles. And you should be more of a man.
He hung up.
Oh. He's gone.
He said boom, bang, bye.
He did. All right, well then I'm saying
I never spoke to him when he was a child. Why should he speak to his children?
He should break protocol.
By the way, you look rather nice.
Okay, Philip, go back to your cloud.
Philip, you naughty boy.
Stay on your cloud over there and leave me alone. I'm going to say what...
You and Chuck in the bathtub making a tidal wave. That sounded good.
Yeah, that sounded good to him, not to me. Boom, bang, bye, okay?
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat cake.